All right. Well, it's good to be able to play in the AFC Championship game next week. I'm really proud of our players. Thought they worked hard all year. Today was a big win for us. And the Texans are a good football team. They fought hard and battled us all the way to the end. They got a lot of good football players, but fortunately, we had a bunch of guys step up today and make the plays that we needed to make. It wasn't perfect. There's certainly a lot of things we could do better, but it was a good win. Happy for the players. I think they earned it. They had a good week of practice. Thought they really, really did a good job preparing for this game. And it's good to see us making up plays here to win. So we know Baltimore's tough. We had a great game with them down there earlier in the season. And know that'll be a battle next week. But we'll enjoy this one for a little while and then get on to the Ravens tomorrow. Who Man and Shane stepped in there. Both did a great job for us, Shane obviously made a lot of big plays, but Who Man did a great job too, as he's been doing, for the last month. So these kind of games, you never really know when the dial spins, where it's going to end up, who it's going to end up on, and those guys were prepared, and offensively were able to move the ball, put up some points, and so. Yeah, that's credit to everybody to be ready.
Did Robert get on again?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Did he go to the hospital?
I just walked off the field. I don't know.
Coach, I think it was Devin McCourty on the opening kickoff, stopping short of the touchdown.
Yeah, it was a huge play. Yeah, that's Devin's done that a couple times for us. His great speed tracking those guys down, Manning down. Obviously, Manning did a great job. They hadn't used him on kickoff returns all year until last week. And he led the league in Chicago. We had a lot of respect for him. We knew what he could do. We didn't do a very good job of it most of the time. But it was a huge play by Devin to really end up saving 3 points. Our defense went in there and had a big stop, on a sudden change or on a big return. So it was really a huge series in the game. Didn't get off to a good start, but at least minimized the damage and held it to 3 points. He wouldn't have played if he wasn't.
Do you have any regret in playing him, seeing him get the same injury that you want?
The doctors handle medical decisions, Albert. Rob's been really productive for us all year. He's had a great season. His production's right up there at the very top of the league at his position. And he's made big plays for us in the past. Sacks, strips, fumbles, recovered fumbles, tackles for loss, all that. We know he's got good hands. He's had many interceptions before, and made a great play on the ball there. We blitzed from the outside and. He dropped out inside, got underneath the route, and really made a great catch on the ball. I mean, it was a high, tough catch, but Rob's a good athlete, and he makes it look easy. He catches the ball very well. That was a huge play for us, big stop, and then we were able to convert that into points offensively. So that was a big key play in the game for us.
What were you doing schematically to control J.J. Watt during the game?
Well, I just think you got to give credit to the guys up front. It's not about X's and O's, so somebody's got to block them, and whether it was Dan or Wendy or Logan, of course he moves around a little bit, and then when they stun, he can end up out there on, of course the tackles too. Sebastian had him a bunch, so whoever has to block him just has to block him. They run games and they move him around a little bit, and he's a great football player. But the credit goes to the players. It's not, you don't block him on the chalkboard. You got to get out there and block him. As credit goes to the offensive line and the backs. The backs did a good job reading the holes and getting through there. We tried not to dance around. We found some daylight, and Steven and Shane hit it. And it's good execution in the running game there at times, too.
Bill, can you talk about Tom Brady?
Well, of course, Tom's meant a lot to us since he's been here. He started winning these playoff games first year. He really got a chance to participate in them. And Tom's a great competitor. He had a great week of preparation, and as he always does for every game, but you know, especially the playoff games. You know, he's our leader, and we all follow him. We all respect him, and I know he led the team today along with a lot of other guys, but he certainly did his part as he's done many times before. So, no quarterback I'd rather have than Tom Brady. Right. Well, we use some different formations to try to move some people around, and as Tom usually does, he finds the best matchups, and depending on the route and the coverage and so forth, and does a great job getting the ball to the guys that have a good opportunity to win on those routes. And a lot of credit goes to Tom for finding them, but also to Shane for running good routes, catching the ball in tight coverage, running after the catch, all those things. So obviously something that we worked on during the week, and when Tom saw matchups that he liked out there, he was able to take advantage of.
It looked like you matched up to Andre Johnson.
Maybe we did.
How beneficial is it to have a guy who can do that?
Well, I mean, it was a great battle. It was two good football players. You know, Johnson's a great receiver. I mean, he's, arguably, one or two in all time. He's tremendous. Fit big, fast, got great hands, good route runner. Competed with him, every down, just like he did in the first half of the first game. It's two good football players, and that's a battle. We didn't give him a lot of help. Johnson caught a few, but, we battled him, Keith battled him pretty well there. So, so it was a good matchup.
Bill, just like the first matchup, you did a pretty good job in four downs again.
Well, we had him in a couple, some long yardage situations, which are good, and then we had him in the third quarter in a couple long yardage situations before Rob's interception to let him off the hook. But, third down starts on first and second down, and, it just comes down to team defense. Good pass rush, good coverage, and keeping the yardage longer by playing better on first and second down. I thought we did a good job in the running game until we got to that last drive in the second quarter, and Foster hit a couple runs there to the weak side on us, and they scored right before the half. But because we were able to hold off a few of those runs, that put them in some third and long situations. But we had it's good team defense. I mean, I don't think it's any one guy, but third down obviously is critical for us, and our red area, red area stop is big too. Well, they're both great backs. I mean, Foster's, he's fast. He's really fast. And not that Rice isn't. I mean, we've seen Rice, unfortunately. We've seen him back his jersey a couple times. But, Foster really does a good job of hitting the crease, and he gains a lot of yards just, in his speed and running away from people. So, similar to Chris Johnson, not saying that fast, but that type of guy. So they're different. They're different. They're both good. Yeah, it's a great catch. Wes is, he's a tremendous receiver, great competitor, and we felt like at times there was a good matchup with him, in the slot, and he did a good job in there, and Tom made some good throws. I mean, Wes is quick, he's tough to cover, and so Tom had some good weapons to work with, and he was able to move the ball around, get it to a bunch of them. But we had good balance offensively, overall. It's pretty good.
Another matchup with Ed Reed next week. How much do you look forward to challenging Ed Reed?
I don't look forward to it at all, but I'm glad we're playing him, let's put it that way. But, Ed's a great football player. The Ravens have obviously an outstanding team, defense, special teams, offense. I mean, they're good all the way around, very well coached. We thought that they were as tough as anybody we played all year. We had a great game with them down there at the beginning of the season, and so now it comes back to a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game. So, we know it'll be tough, and hopefully we can play our best game next week. Yeah, it sure did. That it wasn't short. I thought we had the ball out there in the third quarter. on that fumble, and they ruled forward progress. So we couldn't challenge the play. They ruled them down by forward progress. That was a tough call. Then the fourth down call, which we were able to stop them on fourth down on the following the sequence, but still, that was a huge play there. It looked, I thought that, when his elbow went down, the ball hadn't crossed the line, but evidently they didn't see enough evidence for that. And those are a couple of calls. That were the one we would have challenged, but we couldn't because it was forward progress. So, the touchdown catch, the official right on the spot thought the ball was moving and called it incomplete, and then that one got overturned. So you'd have to ask the officials exactly what they saw, but I think that's kind of what we saw. I don't know. I mean, I think right now our focus is just, happy to win this game and get on to Baltimore, and we can reflect back on some other year, some other time.
Final question for Coach.
Well, they're a great football team. They're well coached. They have a lot of outstanding players. They've got some great veteran players. We got guys that can score, guys that can rush, guys that can defend, guys that can return, guys that can cover. I mean, that's why they're here. You're playing at this time of year. You each game gets tougher. Each game gets bigger. Each game gets tougher. And, I think the Ravens certainly showed how physically and mentally tough they were to go out there and come from behind and beat Denver in a tough environment. I mean, that showed a lot of character, resiliency, and toughness. Our game with them this year, our game with them last year went down to the last possession, the last play, however you want to look at it. And there are other games with them over the years that usually come down to that too, to the the final possession or sometimes the final play, even going all the way back to 2009. Unfortunately, not the playoff game, but in the regular season. So, that's what we're going to prepare for this week. A tough team mentally and physically that has a lot of talent, that's very confident. They've gone on the road and won. So, we know that they'll, I don't think that'll faze them. We just got to go out there and play and coach better than they do. And that'll be a big challenge, but that's what we have to do. Okay. All right.